Alicia, I'm on my way. I'm so sorry. More than I bargained for leaving my house today. Okay, well, it's 5 o'clock, 5:01, in fact, by my phone. So this is our March meeting of the Library Advisory Board, and we are at Hall. It's March 16th meeting, in fact. And I think everyone has had a moment to look at the minutes from the January meeting. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I so move.
Thank you, Kevin. Do we have a second? Thank you. And all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. Okay. I did not call roll, so let me do that. Kevin McGavern?
Here.
Sally Huggins?
Here.
Thank you, Sally. Peter Samsary is not here. Lisa Harris? Not here. Elizabeth Michelle?
Here.
Kelly Gentleman is not here. And Jimmy Stewart is also not here. Okay. Well, thank you to the ones of you that are here. We just have a quorum, so we all really appreciate that very much. Okay, so next on our agenda, we have an update on 2023 McKinney Board and Commission member appointment. So I'll call on Linda Sims.
Thank you. Linda Sims, with the City Secretary's Office, Director of Public Works, Director of Public Works, Director of Public Works. I just wanted to give an update on the McKinney Boards and the Commission's members. First of all, I want to thank you for your time for being here. We know that this will be as successful as it is without each of your efforts. And with that, on August 22nd, the council will appoint members from October 1st of this year, good for the 2-year term. And we are asking for those that are new to go ahead and apply online. That deadline is June 16th, Friday, June 16th of 2023. That's also located on your agenda item, so you can have that information as well, where to apply. You can have that link there. Prior to October 1, when reappointed members must complete the Open Government training, so that one is due every year, appointment terms last for 2 years, and four members can serve in this one for 2 consecutive terms. Again, all our information is found online on the City Secretary, with the City Secretary tab under Boards and Commissions. And also we ask that you get familiar with the Texas Open Meetings Act, the Texas Public Information Act, and the Boards and Commissions eligibility policy, as well as the McKinney Code of Ethical Conduct. So with the current Library Advisory Board, the maximum terms right now that we have are Peter Samsary and Lawrence Smith Carter. But again, this is under the council's discretion. So right now the term is max. Sally, Jimmy, and Lisa can be eligible. Actually, they're good through 2023, and they're eligible. That's what I have.
Okay, thank you, Blenda. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Okay, next we have the McKinney Public Library's marketing report, and I will call on Gary Landeck for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
All right.
So I think you've got the report in your packet here. Since kind of the big news around this is that this was prepared by our marketing, now former marketing coordinator, Amy Bahar.
Oh.
So Amy joined us in October and had to leave her position, I think due to personal circumstances, and left in late February. So she had planned to deliver this report initially, and it was a tremendous loss for us because she was only here for 4 months and just did a tremendous amount of work. She really worked hard to meet with individual staff members, especially as it kind of applied to the programs and events that they would coordinate, and kind of how to best market those programs. So we are that position's open again right now, and our marketing and communications is planning to rehire for it. But yeah, it was really staff really loved her, and we did too in my department. And so we are still kind of grappling with that a little bit. So, but she was here long enough to put together a marketing plan for us that we hope will continue. There's some aspects of this that are just going to be on hold for a while until they hire a new person. The existing staff in that department is filling in the best they can right now. So there's that part of it too. So I'll just kind of address those things as we go through the report here. This is kind of an abbreviated version of her full marketing plan that is here with us today. So in her initial message here, she addressed a couple of things. One was brand consistency, or rather brand inconsistency. Amy was just working really hard to, with some of the events that we would do, we had staff kind of producing their own promotional materials in some cases, and so it wasn't always consistent with the city's brand, so she was really trying to rein that in, but also working with those staff to make sure like the elements that they wanted would always be included. So she was working on that. I think we've got kind of a stout gap measure to address that in the meantime, and that was kind of a long-standing issue. She also mentioned, talks a little bit about special events, and those are our really big programs. As for example, last week for our spring break series, we had 500 attendees for one or two of those events, and which was great. So those were all ages events, but kind of leveraging those programs to promote kind of our smaller weekly ones as well. So just trying to look for connections there and have some crossover. And so she was working with individual staff on doing that, but also just kind of putting together marketing collateral to supplement those as well. So she's also working with Megan Favre, who you've met a number of times. She's our outreach librarian. She's been here with me a few times to get new equipment that was kind of consistent with the city's branding. So we previously had an outdated tablecloth, and she's getting a nice tent now to set up at events and things like that. So that's going to help a lot. Amy helped coordinate all of that as well. So those were kind of the big things. In terms of the campaigns, she mentions that my library anytime, anywhere. That's something that marketing has been doing for us for a long time. You've probably seen that on our social media page a couple of times. I think the really big one, the one that's really important here, is the Aspen Lita app. A few months ago, our systems team rolled out a feature that, or we just made a change in our services in which we were not offering physical library cards anymore, which has been hard for some patrons, but really kind of a boon for others. And that is because the app has a virtual card in it, and you can get to the catalog from there. It will eventually, I hope, you'll be able to see our program guide from there. We're adding another piece of software a little bit later this spring that will hopefully integrate all of that. But that, just that, we've had so much adoption with the Aspen Lita app, and Ed probably knows a little more maybe on the stats with that. That is just we're just going to be able to do so much more promotion through the app. The app is much more flexible than the city's own website is, so we can promote programs a little differently there, and it's separate from the city's website. So I think I expect that we're going to see a real uptick in adoption there, and people like just having the app, and then the cards right there, and we can put everything else there too. I think that's going to be really, really helpful. I don't know, Ed, do you have anything more to mention about Aspen?
No, one thing. A big plus that they recently did with the app is linking accounts. Parents with children, spouses, you could, and it's patron initiated for that link. So spouses could link their cards so somebody can pick up each other's books without having to go through all the hoops we were having to go through, because it's patron initiated, linking.
Yep. Yeah, that's going to be really great. It's going to be really convenient. Yeah. And that there's just another software that's going to be added that is going to integrate a lot more with our meeting room reservations, things like that. So I think that's going to become much more functional. So I think that's going to be probably the big thing that you'll really notice this year. And then, again, she mentions kind of leveraging popular programs to promote kind of our smaller weekly programs. So we have big ones like chess, robotics, a lot of STEM type programs that we can use to sort of promote other programs. I think for a long time we just had this kind of notion that people know all about our programs all the time anyway. When we find out that they don't, they just come only for chess, and they are surprised when there's anything else. And so we're just making more of an effort to have promotional materials or making sure that the people coordinating those programs mention that, hey, did you know we have a kids' music program on Mondays down at Hall, and things like that. So those are the big efforts there. So my department is kind of taking over some of these again, but also marketing and communications is filling in the best they can until they hire a new marketing coordinator. The marketing channels on the next page here. Amy was feeding information to Spencer. I know you've been. I know he's doing his director's report on Metabase. I know he's been doing that for a little while now. But she had mechanisms set up to feed website hits, the newsletter, click-throughs, and Facebook stats as well. So those are all things I think you'll start seeing consistently in the director's report. I don't know if it's in there this time. But
it's not.
It's not, okay. She is working on that, and communications is, we'll make sure that's happening. So I'll follow up on that too, so that you can see those things as well. And by the way, the library's website, it gets is the most popular web page on the city's website. So there's that. And then just in terms of next steps, a little bit just recapping some of the features we mentioned a little bit earlier, a couple of new things here. She was doing things like putting, we have these STEAM kits at both locations that are kind of like a big zippered tote bag, basically, that the kids can take home. Things have like a little telescope in it, or Legos for different things, stuff like that. So she's putting promotional materials inside of those for other programs, and also making bookmarks to put in the holds, in our holds. So all of those things. I think she got some initial pieces in place so that the library staff could just make sure that stuff carried through. And again, I think there's going to be a little bit of a hang up on that until she wasn't really here to just push it all the way through. So there is that. She was increasing our social media use. I'm the only staff member on the library who does anything on the library's Facebook page. But Amy was starting to do some stuff, and you probably noticed for a while it got better, and now it's going to revert back to, actually, Meredith Haynes in our marketing and communications department is going to, she does a lot of things with Instagram reels and shares them over and things like that too. So it will improve. Won't go back to just what I was doing. So, and again, events and outreach. Megan Farb again is really working hard on that, working very closely with communications on that. So, those are kind of the broad strokes for that. So, again, I'm hopeful that we'll get somebody as that was just is great to work with is Amy. Amy was just what we discovered, just having Amy here that short time, was that she would just actually be at the branches. She'd spend a lot of her week at both branches and working with the staff, and the staff really quickly got to know her, would just go to her directly when they had any questions or concerns about marketing their programs, and she was just really proactive in that way. So she really kind of set a bar for the next person. And we found having that position just was what we really needed. That just not having a liaison between the library and marketing and communications just wasn't ideal. And she really proved that that's something we needed. So that's everything. I don't know if anybody has any questions about any part of it. Yes, Kevin?
I do, and it may just be my ignorance. I realize you didn't write this report, but on the third piece of paper, it says updated printed collateral. And I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. I think what that she just means marketing materials.
Okay.
I think that is a
term of
industry
craft.
Jargon,
yeah,
I think,
okay,
for
okay.
marketing.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah,
so
I know. I had to kind of double take on that too when I first read that. So yeah, that's just she just means whether that's printed materials or digital,
okay.
It's promotional materials.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
how I would say it anyway. So yes,
okay.
yeah. No, good question. Glad you asked that one.
Well, I think some of the city branding has changed just a little bit in some of their imaging that they use. So maybe that's what she meant by that.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. No, that's a good point, Lauren. Because the city's always kind of tweaking their logo a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes it's so imperceptible that they say that we have a new logo, and it's like, and I just think, well, what did it look like last month?
So like retrofitting.
Yeah. So they just want to make sure there's certain... Yeah. They always want to make sure there's certain elements in there, and that the logo is the current one and consistent. They also we've been working with them for years. It would be helpful if we had kind of a style guide that we could work from, but the marketing coordinator was really had taken that part of it over. So they understandably want to just have make sure that our messaging is consistent, that we're not, somebody doesn't do something that, whether it's just, inadvertent or inappropriate perhaps or anything like that. So they want, they're just being really careful about that. But at the same time, there's just sort of a challenge that, they deal with about 24 city departments and kind of have to juggle all of those things. So having the marketing coordinator was kind of the compromise that we had come up with between the library and in communications, that it's their employee, but they really are working at the library and for the library. So, and that worked really well. So,
you mentioned style guide. They did, right before she left, release a web style guide.
Okay.
As it relates to Aspen and all our things that are outside the city website, which is nice. It's helping unify that look
right.
and feel a little bit.
So, like for the Aspen
exactly.
and things like that. So, yes. Okay. Okay, that's good. Okay,
but
good.
But that took that relationship for them to be confident just releasing the style guide to us.
Yeah. They have valid concerns about those things, and so we're just this is the way in which we were able to address it. So yes, but yeah, thank you, Lauren, for asking that question. Any other questions about it?
I'm sure you haven't had time, but have you reposted this position yet, or is there? What's your timeline on that?
It is. I think they haven't posted it yet. So it is so it's a marketing and communications employee. So marketing and communications will post the position when they're ready. We've met with Meredith Haynes, an employee over there recently, and she said they're about to post it. So it's the kind of 5 minutes. 5 minutes from now, we'll post it. Kind of thing. So I guess hopefully within the next couple of weeks here. We should see it.
Okay.
So yeah, hopefully we'll have that soon. So it took a while to find Amy, and so we'll have to. One of the issues they had too is that they ended up having to kind of reclass the position to get a higher quality employee. So that was a little bit of a hang up in terms of reposting it as well. So but it sounds like they've got all of that worked out, and we're hoping to see that position posted soon.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Any more questions for Gary? Okay. All right, now I'll call on Ed Field for the director's report.
I'm filling in for Spencer while he's on vacation. Everybody's got a copy of this. I was just going to touch on a few things. Overall, if you've already looked at it, everything's headed in the right direction. That's the quick synopsis. I could... I'm fairly comfortable saying, and I think Spencer would have said this, if we're not back to pre-pandemic numbers, we're darn close. In some ways, we've surpassed those. In other ways, we're still playing catch-up. And there are some things that may be permanent changes. We're all still growing through that. One thing, I didn't see last month's report that Spencer gave, but I noticed this time he has done a lot more year-over-year data in this report. Most of this is just the typical things that he does. We do talk about program attendance here. And as you see, we're up over last year significantly. When we get down to our circulation, once again, year-over-year, we're significantly increasing. And I think that's really significant since we went from a two-week circulation to a three-week circulation. That you're going to take a hit there just because of math. And so I think this is even more admirable because of that.
Even with that, it's like we have greater circulation.
Yes.
Previously, right?
Yes. Yeah. Just kind of continuing down, something that once again, from right coming out of the pandemic to now, looking at the number of unique borrowers, that has increased a lot over the last couple of years. And that's, you understand the unique borrowers, that's one individual uses it that one time in that month. They could have used it 20 times, but we count it once. You know, that's the holds are once again climbing a great deal. And because I'm the hall branch manager, I'm glad to see our numbers climbing back again. No, they're never gonna touch JJG, but our numbers are beginning to climb back up, which is a good trend. We're also seeing the same thing with the study rooms, and our study rooms are getting close to being booked most of the time here. Eventually that's going to cap out the same at both locations because same hours. Just simply looking at the looking at the volunteer hours, this is interesting to me. Looking at these year over year, you'll notice a huge jump in February, but if you look at last year's 2022 March, you have a massive peak because of spring break and different things that happen. So I'll be interested to see what happens next month, where that ends up as we go through this month with spring break. Gary mentioned the marketing and doing the reels. I don't know if any of you all saw. You know, this is one of the reels that they did for the book club. And I think Meredith is continuing to do those even though Amy's gone, because they've gotten some good traction, and hopefully that'll be good there.
Yeah, Amy really encouraged the staff to kind of participate and discovered that they really enjoy doing the Instagram reels and things like that. So yeah, Alicia was in that one. That's been, because that's something that's been really helpful. That's partly why my Facebook posts were not always the best, because we just always had such a hard time getting the staff to forward some content to us. But Amy just really was a really great catalyst for that, to get, encourage the staff to do it. And then now they want to, share a lot more. So hopefully we can kind of keep that momentum going.
So what questions do you have over the data? That's all I've got. I can talk about any of it if you'd like, but if you've got questions, I'll answer those. I think I just heard thunder. All right. I don't have anything else.
Any questions?
I just had a quick question.
Sure.
My husband and I were just having a conversation about numbers and stuff, and I'm like, we get a report every month, but like, where? I know that you've mentioned like where we can go. Like, where do I find that online? Like these kind of numbers, aren't they online, like available?
Oh yeah.
For
yes.
I just didn't know where to go.
Give me a second.
Take a turn.
Not this morning. We're all thinking about.
Probably one of those areas we need to make more conspicuous.
Yeah, I mean, I just was.
Yeah, it's on the line.
How many people are checking out like ebooks everything, and I just didn't know where to go.
It is.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so that's just on mckinneypubliclibrary.com.
Right, and then I went to the catalog. Let me go back through that process. And these are going to be different than what you see in the board meeting. I mean, this is an ongoing live. Which is different than what's spent.
Real-time data, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So if you one more set?
Yep. If you go to the
all right.
city webpage, the library webpage, and click on catalog.
Okay.
From there, there's a button right in the center for statistics.
Okay.
And if you click on that, it's going to open up just our live dashboard.
Okay.
And this is, if we sit here and people check things out, it will update. It is live. These, any of these links take you to other dashboards related to these topics. So you can come in here and look at any of this stuff at any given time.
Okay, perfect. I was just trying to find it.
It seems like it's probably kind of in a hard place to find. Would we be able to move that link around it? I like have it there, but also somewhere else.
You have to talk to Meredith about getting that on the library.
Because it goes to Metabase.
Yeah, because it goes to an outside source. They would have to agree to have it put on here.
That's why, okay.
Yeah. And I can't imagine them not. But.
So that's one of those things that anything that's kind of outside the city's firewall, they have to...
That's fine. Yeah. I just wanted to know where to go look at it. So now that I know how to get there, I'm
yep, catalog, and then from the catalog you go to statistics.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions?
Okay, if there's nothing else, our next meeting will be at JJG on April 20th. So please be mindful of making a quorum, because I know last month's meeting didn't happen. But thank you all for showing up today. If there's nothing else, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Second.
Thank you, Sally. All in favor?
Aye.
No opposed? Thank you all very much. We are adjourned.
Everybody get home before he gets ugly.
I know. We won't keep you before there's a weather event.
I think the quickest meeting I've ever been in was 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think I was probably... It's much faster when Spencer's not here.
That's true.
And yes, I know that's still...